Hi again, Medical Education Podcast listeners. This is Kevin Eva, the editor-in-chief of the journal, speaking to you late at night this time around because I have the great opportunity to speak with a colleague from Iran who obviously is many hours ahead of me here in Vancouver. The colleague is Rogaya Gandamkar, who's the director of the evaluation unit and a faculty member at Tehran University of Medical Sciences in Iran. We'll be discussing a paper that she and her co-authors have coming out in the October 2016 issue of Medical Education. It's entitled Self-Regulated Learning Processes of Medical Students During an Academic Learning Task. I know, first of all, Rogaya, that this is part of a PhD that you recently defended, so let me start by saying congratulations.
Thank you.
Wonderful to see it come to fruition. And so your paper focuses on self-regulated learning, and so it makes sense to me to start by asking you to tell our listeners a little bit about what you mean by self-regulated learning and why you thought it was an important concept.
Yes, by self-regulated learning, I mean a multidimensional process whereby individuals attempt to exert control over their cognition, motivation, and behaviors, and also environments, in order to optimize learning and performance outcomes. By setting personal goals, learners create self-oriented feedback loops through which they can monitor their effectiveness and adapt their functioning. Because self-regulated persons must be proactive in order to set goals and engage in self-regulatory cycle, supportive motivational beliefs such as self-efficacy and goal orientations are also essential in this process.
And are these processes that you make a deliberate attempt to teach at your university, or are they things that you're looking at as a way of better understanding what the students are doing?
Yes, I understand what the students do, and I think that teach it is the next step.
Right, okay.
Yes.
What is it about self-regulated learning that made it so important to you that it became the focus of a PhD thesis?
Well, such as many medical schools around the world, we faced with the challenges of struggling medical students. It was important to us to stop the vicious cycle of poor performance at an early stage of medical school to address some challenges, particularly after September 2011, when the Tehran University of Medical Sciences School of Medicine introduced a new outcome-based undergraduate medical curriculum. So we reviewed the previous literature. We noticed that recently self-regulated learning theory has been applied increasingly in the design of remediation interventions, including at an early stage of medical school, in order to stop this cycle. Because self-regulatory processes are an important source of achievement differences among students, and also SRL is an effective means to improve achievement of students that range greatly in their proficiency. We also found that there is a growing trend in the use of an SRL microanalytic approach to identifying remediated strugglers in non-medical education contexts by providing more effective feedback on the essential SRL processes. So the aim of our study was to utilize SRL microanalytic approach in medical education to identify the SRL process of medical students.
Can you tell me a bit more about what that approach entails? What does it mean to adopt a microanalytic approach to studying self-regulated learning?
Yes, SRL microanalysis is a structured interview protocol that involves administering open-ended or closed task-specific questioning. But before that, I have to explain about the conceptual framework of that methodology. Mm-hmm. This methodology is based on a social cognitive model of self-regulated learning, or Zimmerman model, that considers academic SRL as a dynamic and cyclical process characterized by three sequential interrelated phases: foresight, performance, and self-reflection. And let me explain a little bit about the phases. Foresight processes include self-motivated beliefs and sub-processes such as goal setting and strategic planning. These sub-processes precede any learning efforts and mobilize the students' motivation and their choice of the appropriate learning techniques for the learning task they face. And performance processes occur during the learning activity when self-regulated learners intercognitively monitor their learning to ensure that the motivation and techniques chosen in the forethought phase are the most appropriate to successfully complete the task. In the self-reflection phase, finally, after the performance of the learning task, the processes of self-judgment and self-reaction occur. For example, causal attributions as one of the self-judgment sub-processes refers to learners' perceptions of the causes of the outcomes they attain in a learning task. A key feature of an effective self-regulated learner, as you know, is proactive engagement in the process of learning and the use of task-specific processes prior to, during, and following a learning task. And whatever is important is that through the lens of social cognitive theory, SRL is considered to be a context and task-specific event that can vary across context as well as task within the specific context. While traditional theories consider SRL as a global and fixed trait. As you know, the distinction between SRL as a stable entity versus a changeable, teachable skill has an important implication for intervention and assessment practices.
Certainly does, even in terms of measuring or trying to define what self-regulated learning processes are being used. If it's context and task specific, how do you go about judging someone's self-regulated learning?
Yes, in this regard, we developed an SRL microanalytic protocol. We followed five core steps. First, we selected a well-defined task, a biomedical science learning task, on the topic of basal ganglia, because based on experts' opinion in the medical school, neuroscience topics were sufficiently challenging for students. All students were provided with a one-page text in which a case of chorea disease was presented and the normal structure and function of the basal ganglia described. Then we administered the protocol, the interview exactly. The protocol consisted of a closed questions for the measuring self-efficacy measure and six open-ended questions for five SRL sub-processes, including goal setting, strategic planning, metacognitive monitoring, causal attributions, and adaptive inferences measures. They are some selected sub-processes of cyclical model that I described earlier. Mm-hmm. And questions measuring forethought phase processes were administered immediately before participants started the learning task to metacognitive monitoring. Questions measuring performance phase processes were asked during the biomedical science learning task and after the completing the learning task by students and informing them about their performance, we posed self-reflection phase questions to them.
Yeah, that's helpful. So I think we'll leave the details for each of those questions for people to find in the paper. But of all those different processes or different aspects of self-regulated learning that you were trying to look at, did your theory give you predictions with respect to which of those things should be most related to performance? Or did you anticipate that they would all be equally relevant?
We found some relations between SRL measures and biomedical science performance. We found that the students exhibited higher self-efficacy and reported task-specific processes for metacognitive monitoring and causal attributions measures were more likely to be high previous performance. And for biomedical science task performance, we found that the only causal attributions measure were associated with that. And comparing our results with previous research, especially in the science learning task, we did not find some important relationships between some measures, especially strategic planning based on previous research, strategic planning is important predictor of biomedical science performance, but we cannot find that relations. But based on our research, causal attributions, self-efficacy, and metacognitive monitoring was a very important predictive of biomedical science performance.
And does that finding change the way you think at all about how to support the struggling learners that you suggested were of primary concern?
Yes, I think we have three options for conducting. More important is the SRL microanalytics that we developed is a framework for educators to give feedback to students about their SRL measures, which is very important for effective feedback. And I think there is a potential application for directing the content of formal remediation intervention, especially in the early years of medical schools, towards the attribution-based training, because we found strong associations between this measure and also metacognitive monitoring. And also, maybe there is an application by encouraging medical educators to use the results of investigations to infuse their routine teaching activities. By that case, we can help struggling medical students and also all medical students in our schools.
Right. And so if you were to advise a medical educator at any institution regarding how they might use your research to try to support their practices, what would you say is the highest priority?
I think applying SRL microanalysis as a platform to providing feedback to students and about their SRL microanalysis and measuring and examining the improvement in the students' outcomes, I think it can be an area of research in medical education.
Great. Let me just wrap up then by asking you about that next step of research. This is the end of a PhD for you, as you said, about 6 months ago. Do you have plans to pursue further research in this area?
Yes, exactly. The next step is to compare SRL microanalytic other measures of SRL, such as MSLQ questionnaires and some other events measures, such as Think Aloud or something else. And we also try to, as I said before, attempt this framework to help our struggling students and see their outcomes to separate line of research, maybe.
Great. I'll look forward to seeing how that evolves.
Yeah.
Just to close off, I will remind our listeners that I've been speaking with Rogahia Gandamkar from Tehran University in Iran, and want to thank you again for taking the time to chat with me about your paper, Self-Regulated Learning Processes of Medical Students During an Academic Learning Task, that people can find in the October 2016 issue of Medical Education. Good luck with your next stage of studies and with your evaluation unit.
Thank you. Thank you so much.